How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. I feel like I said that too fast.
I was trying to do like a news show.
Yeah, that was very Emily Maitlis.
Oh my God, thank you. Emily Maitlis or Jane Hill?
Oh, take your pick.
Who, I don't mind telling you, I had a bit of a crush on.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, when I was like kind of growing up, I think I heard a rumour that she was gay and I was like... Oh my God.
Is it true?
It's true, yeah.
You know?
Oh. Yeah, she has a partner.
Wow.
And I also interviewed her for Out and she's like unbelievably charming and really smart.
Of course.
I was just channeling Jane Hill.
Not Laura Kunzberg?
No, not Laura Kunzberg.
No crush on
Don't
her.
Know her. Don't know her, never met her. Couldn't possibly say. Emily Maitlis, I find sort of a little bit terrifying.
Who was... I remember doing, I think on here, a thing where I was saying something rhymes with Emily Maitlis, not with...
Clematis.
Oh, that's right. Does it rhyme with Emily Maitlis or Clematis?
I know that because you spoke about that on Virgin Radio and I clipped that into my show one day. Oh. And I was like, we're always learning things from Tom Allen.
Oh, thank you for that.
You're very welcome. We must learn these things.
It's good to learn, isn't it? And if it's
Listen,
using our favorite newsreaders,
I'm learning. Yes, we're always learning.
We're always learning. I'm surprised no mention of Kirsty Walk in that.
Of course, I love Kirsty Walk.
I love Kirsty Walk.
Well, of course, I worked with her on a documentary series.
Of course.
And she was great.
I knew that was good.
Really great. It was her idea. It was like her. She was kind of in charge and she was great. And I really... like her.
She seems very very sensible.
Yes,
thoughtful,
I would say so.
Kind,
yes,
funny,
all those things. Yes, yeah, she's got good sense of humor.
Receptive, intelligent.
I tell you who she's very good friends with.
Who?
Alan Cumming.
I think I knew that.
There you go, there's a little factoid for you. So I really regret saying factoid. I'm sorry, everyone.
No, it's nice.
Was it? I don't know. I don't feel like that is very us.
No, but it was, hey, we don't need to box ourselves in.
Oh, I do. I want to be in a glass cage of emotion.
Oh, like, do you remember that? Was it David Blaine who used to do that in like...
Oh my God, I wonder what David Blaine's up to.
I wonder, you know...
I'm just going to check he's not dead. You know how sometimes afterwards you have to send text messages going, Emma, cut that bit out. Because all we do is worry.
Yeah.
David Blaine... Not David Beckham. David Blaine. Yeah, okay. He's still alive. It's all good. He's 51.
Gosh. Do you think he sits with his achievements? That's what my therapist always tells me to do.
Yeah, I mean, what is he? Is he an illusionist?
I think so, and a sort of challenger of how we perceive things, sort of.
Yeah. Oh, where was he in that box? Was that in London?
Well, I remember it being over, I think, Tower Bridge.
Yeah, because I think that he thought everyone would be like, oh my God, this is incredible. Yeah. And I think what actually happened is like a load of youths like threw milkshakes at the box.
That's what I remember about it. Very London response. Wasn't
very
it?
London response. Very like, London. You're good at, think you're too good for us, do you?
Well, look at you sitting here in a glass box. Yeah, you know, lovely, lovely memories. yes, I wonder if
were you ever tempted by magic as a child? I feel like you might have been the kind of kid that had a magic kit.
I did have a magic kit, actually,
yeah,
but I wasn't, I think because I didn't have the innate ability to actually perform magic, and it was just when I realised it was a series of illusions, I think I lost heart a little bit, but I did enjoy wearing the cape.
Well, it goes without saying, doesn't it?
Needless to say.
Needless to say.
I feel like, Suze, we should reference the fact that we did do our lovely live show last week.
Oh, it was so nice, wasn't it?
I had such a great time. Thank you to everybody who came along. I was amazed.
Yeah, we were quite surprised by how quickly it sold out and the fact that
people
were so... I mean, the reception that we received...
Oh, my goodness.
I was bowled over.
I love... When you say reception there, I imagine suddenly us receiving a reception desk as a gift.
Oh, I thought you meant... I thought you were going to say that you imagined like a group of small school children.
Oh, clapping and waving flags.
Yeah, like a reception class.
Oh, I see. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that would be nice. Or maybe a wedding reception.
Oh, sure.
What a great reception we received. Imagine that if we just like walked into someone's wedding.
Someone's
reception.
Wedding.
You know, like Gary Barlow used to do.
Oh, and sing. Oh, I'd be absolutely livid if Gary Barlow sang at my wedding.
Yeah, what are you doing?
No, thank you.
Not a million love songs, thank you.
No, what I do tonight is pray that you're going to leave my wedding. Please go.
Please go immediately so I can get on with my sad, mournful first dance.
You can't have Rufus Wainwright.
He won't come.
He's busy having a slice.
That's for if anybody didn't hear that episode, it's when I saw Rufus Wainwright in a home slice pizzeria in
Clang.
But we had a lovely time, and we were thinking maybe we'll put it out later in the year, actually, as a special.
We were also thinking, and you know what we're like on this podcast, we absolutely can't help but tell you all of our secrets. We're thinking of doing a Christmas special. We've got to try and find a venue. I'm thinking maybe some guests, maybe some performances, and then maybe Tom playing the piano and us doing a big sing-song at the end.
Maybe a carol. We were saying Carol Channing.
Carol King.
Carol Burnett.
Yes, of course. One of the greatest carols. Carol Klein.
Carol Klein, my favourite gardener. Got a book out at the moment. Carol Vorderman. I think she would be there.
A autobiography. Is it her autobiography?
Indeed.
Around horticulture?
Indeed.
Oh, what a great idea.
Great read. She gets in a bath with a beetle at one point.
What?
The Paul
McCartney?
Well, I won't tell you.
That's very nice.
Very interesting.
I was just going to say.
We're a book podcast now. We're book talk or whatever it's called.
We're book talk. We're book tick.
We're tick book. And
you got the tick book. Is that where you used to get things on tick?
Oh, yes, I suppose it was. Yes. Or suddenly I was thinking about, not to make this a word association podcast, but suddenly thinking about the register at school. And did you have, at primary school, the register followed by the lunch register? Well, you had to declare whether you were packed lunch or school dinners.
School dinners. Yes, we did. Yes.
Lunch, school dinners, packed lunch, school dinners.
Did you always have packed lunch?
Yes, because I didn't trust the catering.
Yes, of course. And don't take this the wrong way, you really have a packed lunch vibe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And even then, you know, I wasn't always keen on the way that packed lunch was, you know, like I didn't enjoy eating out of a plastic box. There.
You've always been you, and I love you for that.
It was difficult. Scotts Park Primary School in Bromley. It was difficult. Clang. It was difficult. Times were hard. But I just refused. I thought there was too many baked beans involved in the catering.
Yes, I know what you mean. Especially in those days. I think they've probably come on a bit now. Did you ever have... I used to have beef paste in sandwiches.
I didn't have that, but I was aware of it. Yeah.
Yeah. How minging?
Well, I always had wafer thin ham.
Yeah. Or like 90% water.
Yeah. Delicious.
Good for you. Healthy.
Good for you. It's basically refreshing.
Good for skin.
Good. That's why I've got such clear skin now. Yes. So, you know, it all was part of the fun. And also we had teachers who didn't want us to say yes on the register. We had to say good morning.
Yes, of course. Teachers,
whoever.
Yeah.
Good morning, Miss Dada.
It's a lot.
But then sometimes, does this ring any bells? There would be like, if people were having school dinners, but their parents hadn't paid the bill for the school dinners. Did you remember that being a thing? Was that just at my school? Possibly just at my school.
I don't know if they did the public shaming in St. Jude's Primary.
At Scotts Park, I seem to remember them going, Susie will say, I notice your mum and dad haven't paid for last week. They're going to bring it tomorrow. Okay, that's fine. I'll just make a note of that.
Do you remember the girls having purse belts?
Yes. I mean, girls is the only bit of that conversation I don't agree with.
Did you want a little purse belt?
Had.
I mean, you had a purse belt.
Well, hang on. Is it like a bum bag?
So they're like, they was in mine. It was a burgundy color.
Okay.
And it clasped at the top. It had this, it had like a real belt clasp. It was like, oh, I don't know what it's called. Like you put a clip inside a circle.
Yes, I know that sort of clip.
Do you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I know.
And then there was a little belt on it that was probably, I'm going to say 3 inches.
Right.
Maybe 2.5. And you could get maybe like 50 or 60 pence in there.
What? So just like a little pouch as part of the belt?
Yes, it was a purse belt.
But it didn't go, all, the purse didn't go all the way around the belt?
No. It was just a very small part of it.
No, I didn't have that. I'm thinking of a bum bag that I did not.
You're thinking
have
of a bum bag.
Sorry, everyone.
Did you take a bum bag to school?
No, only on school trips.
Sure. And of course, you would have worn it around your waist rather than the new way of wearing it, which is over
your
shoulder.
Oh, yes, wasn't county lines. Yeah. So,
when you say county lines, it sounds like something to do with the Ordnance Survey.
It does a bit, or maybe the Glen Campbell song.
Oh, yeah. My God, I'm a linesman of the county.
Exactly.
I absolutely love that song.
Do-do.
I love that song.
Lovely song, isn't it?
It's like really sad.
Really sad.
I don't know why.
And the, I don't know why. Well, maybe why you've got a sad connotation is to do with your dad's funeral.
Yeah, I've just remembered that.
No, but I forgot.
Yes, that is why I think it's sad. I am a linesman for the county.
I mean, he wasn't a linesman for the county, so I don't know why.
I don't know what he was doing. Yeah, your dad.
Never
who knows?
Worked for the county. Never worked in for the public sector. Always worked in the private sector. But there you go. That's he liked the song. My mom likes Dreams of an Everyday Housewife by Glen Campbell. And
does your mom sometimes say to you, I want that at my funeral?
Constantly. Barry Manilow, one voice.
Mandy.
Yeah. And what's the other one? I can't remember now. But what does your mum have?
There's a couple that she wants. I think one by the I think there's one by the Drifters.
Oh, nice.
I can't remember what it is. 70s music. But yeah, she'll quite often say that. And yeah, that's a good one. My granddad had Rhinestone Cowboy.
Oh, that's a good one.
And that's what they brought his coffin into. Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Oh, that's fabulous.
We've never lived in Texas.
Yeah, but your
as a family.
Do like country music, though, don't they?
Big into country music, yeah. And horses.
It goes hand in hand.
Hand in hoof, if you will.
Oh, that's wonderful. I think that's a great song.
It's a great song. I don't know how we've got... Oh, your dad...
No,
mentioned this on the live show.
On the live one, we were trying to ascertain what this podcast is, and I threw... Like, people very kindly shouted out what it meant to them.
To them, which was very lovely.
And then
thought, you just said...
Dead dad.
And then I said, living dad.
Yes. Just death generally.
Death. Our own funerals,
which in a way this podcast is.
It's your funeral.
That's your funeral.
Sorry, just to say, if you came to the show, or indeed if you would love to have come but you couldn't make it, we will put it out on a special. And I mean, you know, I know that we are sort of both quite earnest people, but I would say I was really touched by it all. And I felt it just felt really nice. It felt lovely that so many people not only had come out and sold the show out so quickly, but also that people were just so lovely when we came out. And it was just it just felt like a really lovely environment where I didn't need to worry about anything. Because that sounds...
Like no, and that's always what the dream was, wasn't it, when we set this up, was to bring people together in a way that they felt...
Everything's okay.
Although I do have been beating myself up that I was too mean about all those Instagram memes.
Oh, you keep saying this, and about people that do breathing exercises. Tom, we're allowed to joke, even though we're anxiety and horticulture podcast. We are allowed to have fun.
No, yeah. And nostalgia and word association. But yeah... I mean, we cover a lot.
We really do. I can't believe we haven't won some sort of Pride of Britain.
Well, fingers crossed.
It feels remiss.
Who knows what's around the corner? We're like the Sunday Times. So we've got a supplement on everything.
We're a magazine show.
We're a magazine show. Finally.
Finally, that's what we are.
Magazine show. We're like the One Show, but sort of a slightly less structured version of
and gayer.
Definitely gayer. Yeah,
we're a magazine show that's gay. We're boys' magazine.
Boys' QX magazine.
QX magazine. Scally Lads magazine.
Yes, Tracky Scally Lads magazine.
Tracky Scally Lads.
Yeah.
Found a title for the episode. Mm. Should we do some correspondence?
We've got some lovely stories.
Go on, Tom. You go first.
Well, got one from Chris, didn't we? Dear Tom and Susie, I think Tom's dad must have had a classical education. Orchids take their name from the Greek orchis, meaning testicles, brackets, because the tubers have two bulbs, which evidently reminded the plant hunters of that part of their bodies. Kicking someone in the orchis is presumably what the ancient Greeks did, and Tom's father must have decided it needed an update. No? You two make me unreasonably happy with your chat, so lots of love to you both from Chris. And that's regarding my use of the Cockney rhyming slang, the orchestra's, which I understood as the orchestra stalls, to be rhyming slang. Balls.
The balls.
Balls. But orchis, I like that.
Yes, so. Me too. That who knew that your dad was so au fait with Greek?
He was extremely au fait with his Greek, yeah. Which no, that wasn't Cockney rhyming slang, no. Bobble and squeak is rhyming slang for Greek.
Sure. Tom, it seems that loads of people have been in touch about you asking why someone was taking a photo of your house.
I didn't think that would be such a thing, but
no, people are very
people
into
have
it.
Been messaging me.
Oh, really?
And talking to me about it. Yeah.
All over. So this one's from Ruth and Kathy. Dearest both, I think it's a bloody cheek taking a photo of someone's house willy-nilly. If my partner saw someone doing that, she'd take their camera and smash it. Oh. Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Tom, I think you had every right to be perturbed and that you were very restrained.
Oh, that's very kind of Ruth and Kathy.
As for meeting the famous author, well, how fabulous. I can't spell his name. Sorry. We love his stuff too. Love the pod and you guys, Ruth and Kathy in Spain. Long-time fan, long-time listener.
Indeed. Oh, Ruth and Kathy, lovely to hear from you. And thank you for that reassuring word on that. Yes. Catherine's also been in touch on that subject. Catherine and Joe.
Yes.
Kath and Joe, sorry. Completely unacceptable. Carry on! Exclamation mark. This might seem normal behaviour in London, but if you try to pull that and they've written SH hashtag T.
Sure.
So I can only imagine what that means.
Yeah.
Pull that. Around here, brackets Cheshire, you'd be severely admonished. I think you were very restrained and polite given the liberty taken. Yours, Kath and Joe. Kath and Joe, thank you.
Kath and Joe in Cheshire.
Gosh, it goes on. It goes on. Catherine, I live in Winchester, brackets Clang, and tourists are always taking pictures of our road. I've gotten used to it. It's the worst in summer when the coaches come in and you get 15 people standing there looking at your house. I tend to forget to close the curtains in the morning, so I'm 99% sure some tourists out there across the world get home and look at their pictures of a lovely English road and zoom in to find a half-naked lady getting dressed. That's from Kat.
I often forget to close my curtains when I'm getting dressed, and Alice really tells me off for it.
Why? Well, you've only... What is opposite you? The houses wouldn't look in, would they?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they'd be able to see in. But there people do walk up and down the road.
Just have a look.
Of my tits, yeah. No, just to get to the train station or the pub.
What they say. Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course. They need an alibi, don't they?
They know there's a show going on.
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone's absolutely desperate to see my little miniatures.
Please, please. Of course, anybody would be thrilled. But
Why don't you respond when I send you those photos? I don't know. I'm just asking artistically, what do you think?
Susie, it's lovely, like a gallery, like an ancient gallery.
Gallery of fried eggs.
Perfect. I think mine are scrambled. Anyway, the thing is, I do no, but we, well, I suppose it is easy to be self conscious, but then part of me goes, "Oh, what the heck? Let them look." Like you said,
let them look. Let them stare.
Come and have a look if you want. Yeah.
Well, did you get your kit off when you went to that nudist beach?
Which nudist beach did I get? Oh, the one in Tenerife. No, I was too shy.
Yeah, but then you're just the person at the nudist beach with their clothes on.
Which is worse, yeah.
I think so.
But then my clothes did get ripped off by the sea.
Well, of course.
Which was so embarrassing.
Of course.
And you know, I tried not to draw attention to myself, but all the screaming, of course.
And the fact that you were holding a microphone down a cocktail.
I know, exactly. Handing out flowers for my tour. It didn't help. But
no, sure.
But I mean, I suppose we do live in quite an, you know, everything we put on social media is living in the public eye. We live publicly, don't we?
Yeah, people put a lot of themselves on it.
They do, don't they?
Oh.
Wire again, sorry.
Is that wire? What's up with that wire, babe? You need to get a new wire.
Oh, I need to get a new wire, don't I? It's one of those things I keep meaning to do.
And then, of course, forgetting,
like so many important things when I've, you know, jamming my brain with all the, you know.
With all the shit.
All this shit that isn't often real. So that's great.
Yes.
Really enjoyed Kat's spelling of houses. She spelled it H-O-I-S-E-S, hoises.
Oh.
Like, sort of,
hoises.
It's like a sort of.
Is that kind of like New York-y?
Yeah.
But your New hoises.
Your hoise. A bit like no cheeses for these Mises.
Oh, almost that time.
Almost. Sooner than you'd think, according to some people. I'm looking at you, Alfie.
Oh, yeah. Is he already having an autumn girl summer or something?
He would have the tree up by now.
Yeah, of course. Is he having pumpkin spiced everything?
No, I just did my one of my favourite jokes.
Oh, sorry, I missed that. Go on, do it again. And I'll laugh this time.
You know,
did you put it up yourself?
Put it up myself. No, I put it up in the front room. Gary Delaney, I think, did that joke. Sorry if I'm plagiarising from him. I'm a very funny comedian.
Very funny comedian. I love Gary Delaney.
But Alf, well, we had a roast actually on Sunday.
Did you? In the kitchen. What did you roast?
We sort of cheated. It was steak, so it was beef. But Beth. We sort of did it. We did it in a roast style. Nice. Alfie did Yorkshire puddings with quite the sensation. Half a cube of OXO in the batter.
What?
Yes, gave it a real umami. Sort of.
Was that nice?
It was very nice. And I wasn't sure. Were
Irene and Linda there?
Just Irene on this occasion.
And what did Irene think? Because I'm not in a horrible way, but I trust her more.
Well, Irene is quite quite confident with the Yorkshire pudding. Mm-hmm. But she was impressed. She was impressed.
Okay, fine. I'll have it. I'll have two. Mm.
Well, we were all delighted, really. It was a nice way. Came back from the Virgin Radio show and felt like a roast, you know? Felt like that sort of day.
Yeah, really nice. Mm. It's drawing in, isn't it? There was rumours, wasn't there, of like a late summer?
Yes, I wondered about that for a minute and then remember.
But no, but we're in autumn, aren't we?
Yeah, just get your pumpkins out.
Get your pumpkins and your raincoat out. That's what that's what I keep sending you pictures of my pumpkins.
Oh, that's what that is. Sorry.
What are those little ones called?
I wonder why I had a candle inside.
What are the little ones called?
Gourds.
Gourds. Would you like to see a photo of my gourds?
Stop. Sending this into newspapers. But the thing is, it's very much a change of season. And I think we were talking before we came on air, as it were.
Oh, I love the fact that we're pretending this is live.
Yeah, live.
It's live.
That's what all the people think. There's sort of creeping sense of anxieties and fear.
Yes.
That sometimes are sloshing around in our brain.
Sloshing.
Sloshing. That's the word, sloshing. I think is symptomatic of a change in season, isn't it? Sometimes we've said it before.
Yes, I think you're right, Tom.
I think
you're very right.
That because otherwise,
I prefer autumn and winter.
Yeah, once I'm into it, I like it.
Mm. I don't even mind the rain. I know everyone else hates it. Well, not everyone, but
oh, I tell you who likes it.
Go on,
Natasha Bedingfield. Feel the rain on your skin.
No one else can feel it for you. Yeah, she does. You're right.
Loves it. She's done really
well.
She
loves it. Should we have one more very cute story, this one?
Yes.
Hello, friends. Just a little story that I think Susie will particularly love.
Oh.
It's very sweet. I took my nephew to a kid's birthday today and overheard a little girl asking her friend if she wanted to play with the baby doll. One girl said, who's the mum and who's the dad? And the other girl said, well, we're both girls, so the baby can just have two mums. Love Ellie.
Oh, that's lovely.
Which is adorable. Which is really adorable.
Bet they live in Brighton as well.
Of course they do.
No,
we're not only here, Tom. We're everywhere.
They're everywhere, you know.
We're in San Francisco.
Yes, that's it. But, you know, apart from
that. But listen, other than that.
No, that's not true.
West Hollywood.
West Hollywood. Sherwood. Did you watch Sherwood?
Sherwood Forest? No. And don't tell me anything about it because I'm working until Thursday. And then I have a night off and Alice and I are going to watch it.
It's harrowing. But okay.
Can't wait.
There is a lesbian storyline in it.
I know there is, Tom. Because they
lesbian representation. Mm.
Didn't you know that... did you hear? Now, I don't know what it was on, but on something, on some right-wing thing, someone got very...
radio show like that.
Someone rang in and got very upset and was like, and now they've made the sheriff of Robin Hood, a gay woman. And they had to be like, no, I'm sorry, you've misunderstood. It's just a storyline in a modern day thing. But they thought that, like, you can't make her you can't make him a lesbian. It was, you know, people just not knowing the story and then getting irate.
People get wound up, don't they? Oh, yes. But it's a nice representation, actually.
Yes, but I'm quite worried about her because I did see a little bit in the What's Happening Next Week of her laying on the floor and she didn't look like she was taking a nap. But I don't know what happens. I don't know whether she...
What episodes have you seen?
I think I've seen 3.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. So later on, I'll just say this.
Yeah.
When we watched Sunday's episode, just gone... I had to go back downstairs after the lights were turned off and I was terrified Monica Dolan was going to be standing.
She is such a great actress, isn't she?
Isn't she good when she is in the post office?
Terrifying, yeah.
And in this, she's terrifying.
Yeah, oh, she was remarkable in the post office.
Next question, which Alfred pointed out, and this will only make sense, I think, at the end, but what happened with the wedding? The sparrows talk about, well, you've got to get ready and go and we've got to go do a load of pickups for this wedding. We never hear anything more about it. What about those people? They looked like they were very busy and they didn't do the wedding. And I just think, well, are those people still waiting at the wedding to be picked up? Taken to the wedding? Do they ever make it? Who was getting married?
I'll text you.
See what you think.
I'll text you and I'll write another plot for you.
The sparrows were supposed to be, because there was another subplot where the son of the sparrows bought an 8-seater van to add to their minicab business.
Oh, God.
And he's going to put good news.
I'm not going to get involved in any of that. Taxi firm or drug dealing, all the murders. It just
For me, it was about the taxi. It was about the taxis.
Well, and of course it was.
As Alfie said, what's their rating going to be like online? They're going to drop stars. I just want to know who was at the wedding, what was going on, what were they wearing, where was the wedding? Was it at that working men's club, which seems to be the only place they go for a drink?
Yeah, there's not a lot else to do, is there?
No, I suppose not. But there are pubs in Nottingham. I mean, I've spent time there. I've had a lovely
time. Of course. You were shit-faced.
Was I?
No, I'm joking. I'm pulling your leg.
Oh, I was thinking another place. But very complicated road system in Nottingham, I'll say that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Wherever you are, you always hear the bing, bing of the tram going through, which I was...
And I always feel frightened when they're driving over a tram thing in case it goes into me.
Yeah, because they're very quiet.
Can't trust them.
But that, again, wasn't mentioned in Sherwood, so make of that what you will. Any listeners have any opinions on the minicab service offered?
On anything, just get in touch. You know the email. Hello at likemindedfriendspod.com. We'll see you next week, won't we, Tom?
Suze, you bet we will. I can't wait.
You bet we will. We'll see you then. If I don't see you through the window, everyone. I'll see you through the week.
But don't worry about Monica Dolan.
Yeah, she's not in your house. But if you are listening to this in bed, maybe just go and check. Okay, bye. Bye bye bye. Bye 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian. And someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.